Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate March 24th. The glowing band of the Milky Way is always tough to find. It's so faint that you need to get far away from city lights to see it. But this time of year, it's especially challenging because the Milky Way doesn't soar high across the evening sky as it does in summer and winter. Instead, it brackets the sky. It's low in the west after nightfall and in the east before dawn. It's all a matter of perspective. During summer, Earth faces the center of the Milky Way galaxy around midnight, so the galaxy's crowded inner regions climb high overhead. And during winter, we face opposite the galactic center, so the galaxy's faint outer precincts top the sky. About now, though, we're looking at a right angle to the galaxy's disk around midnight, away from our galactic home and toward intergalactic space. You can see the Milky Way, but not at its best. In early evening, it arcs across the west. Its path is traced by Sirius, the brightest star in the night sky, which is in the south-southwest. Bright orange Betelgeuse, well to the upper right, and W-shaped Cassiopeia, low in the northwest. And as Earth turns during the night, a different region of the Milky Way rotates into view before dawn. It arcs high across the east, from Cassiopeia, now in the northeast, to the Northern Cross and over to teapot-shaped Sagittarius in the south, a section of the Milky Way that will highlight the evening skies of summer. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.